world united in greatness. The world isn't just unnecessarily divided due to fear and miseducation, but it has always been this way. Conflict and division was our original root. Now, we are rising from that. The European Union, the United States, the United Nations, people all over learning foreign languages and traveling across borders. And of course, the internet. This is already a very big step for us. But if we accelerate our pace forward with powerful self-education and entry into the culture of greatness, then we can prevent the occurrence of countless regrets and growing pains, and rise to heights truly worthy of us entire centuries ahead in time. Our lack of self-education and the false belief that creativity, brilliance, genius, greatness only belong to the lucky few is being actively exploited by the creature that only cares to rise one single step, and only in order to turn right around and take advantage of others. The fear that keeps us divided permeates everything, from blank minds of your leaders right down to each and every one of their followers, who will not only stay down, but personify the laughable collective of fools into a creature. The unnecessary division has been used to build armies of stupid men, uneducated and desperate and made to follow orders under mortal threat. The unnecessary divisions have been used to turn a screw on the most vulnerable and greatly profit by taking little from almost everyone. Poverty is not something that we must tolerate. It's a mistake that we have to repair. We must accept the responsibility for our own self-education, where we take to life-changing books loved by independent thinkers all around the world. Those who rise cannot help but to gently tell an authentic story of their greatest adventure. They inspire, enchant, and enrich our lives with countless lifetimes of wisdom. Taking to profound self-education has never been more beautiful nor more magical. The free narrated books from libraries all over the world will keep you company in your travels. All you have to do is push fear and stress and threat and punishment away, and start putting an inexpensive backpack together for the tiniest of adventures. At first, you don't even have to leave your home. Just put the tent right up in your living room and play some nature videos to give you the much-needed soundtrack. Let the books help you understand that adventure is just medicine, that we all need gentle little adventures to rise to intellectual independence. Let the books heal you, and as all the stress fades away, you will only understand more and more of them. You are brilliant. And you are meant to grow all the way up until you rise to stand as a great and independent being. The world will only begin healing once you and others who are willing like you begin independently rising towards a future of wisdom and greatness. A future that is truly worthy of us.